Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I knew it was going to be you. We're back to football. Got some hardware now, so good to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What has it been like? And it was kind of kept under wraps, but, I mean, then you've got drones and helicopters and everything else, taking pictures or whatever.
You know, it is what it is. But we're good.
You used to this yet?
Yeah, I think so. Feels good.
Even out there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, appreciate it.
Now you're married, you got cast at your tongue or something?
No, you know. Football.
What has it been like throwing with Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, with those guys that you haven't had as much reps with?
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment period. Obviously, I got a little bit of work throughout the OTAs, was in and out. But I am, working hard to get on the same page with them. And, they're three guys again that move really well, different body types for all three of them. They're each really good at some things, and, we got to utilize those strengths to our benefit.
As a quarterback and a leader on this team, your thoughts on James Cook's situation? And, because you haven't really had many of these since you got here as a quarterback. Now you're whatever it is, eight.
Yeah, well, one, I'm very, very proud that he's here and he's working as hard as he is, being on the field with us. And a lot of guys that wouldn't do that, but he's out there and working hard and, showing everybody that he's here for the right reasons. And, you know, hopefully that can get solved. I love Jimbo. You know, I think the whole team does. And, you know, he's one of the best backs in the league. And, hopefully that can be reflected soon. And, but again, just props for him to be here and show out like that. So, very proud that he's here.
What's that balance like as a leader? You want him here, but also a member of the union and the brotherhood. Everybody should get what they can.
Absolutely. I want everybody to get paid and get what they're worth. And again, it's. I don't have anything to deal with that. All I care about is that he's okay mentally and he can come out here and perform physically, and usually the rest takes care of itself. But again, it shows a lot that he's here.
Between Hard Knocks and Hallmark movie and everything else, there's a different kind of spotlight that's going to be on you guys in the months ahead. How do you navigate sort of the added attention that's going to be on you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just kind of keep doing what we're doing here. We've had some good success over the last few years, and it's not allowing things to deter us from being who we are and doing what we do. And that part, it is what it is too. And I think Hard Knocks, it is what it is. Yeah, but we're gonna keep working hard and just make sure that our our focus is on the main thing, and that's trying to bring a Lombardi trophy here. The goal for minicamp is just to get loose, get back to throwing some footballs and getting on the same page with some guys. You know, there's some few mistakes out there today, but, you know, that's to be expected. Just learning from new concepts that we're putting in and understanding different body types and guys we're throwing to, and just trying to see what guys are good at. And, you know, just, again, keying things that we need to work on. And we've got Chris Hess here working on some of the mechanics stuff and just getting back to that.
Besides the life-changing event that you just experienced, what has this offseason been like for you in your first MVP, after your first MVP?
I mean, it's no different to me, to be honest. You know, it's at the end of the day, it doesn't mean a whole lot in terms of winning championships. So that's kind of what it is.
Anything stand out about the defensive line that they moved in a lot of new pieces, whether it's draft or free agency?
Yeah, just a lot of new faces, but a lot of big guys up front. You know, and I know that that was an emphasis this offseason, and we brought in quite a few new guys, but. You know, I got the chance to kind of meet and talk to a few of them, and you know, they're got good attitudes on that D line, and hopefully that they can mesh well together and be a real force for us.
Aside from the football aspect, this is kind of like piggybacking on Rick's question, but I'm going to include getting married. But MVP, a newbie contract extension, and then what? Like, and in the marriage, what to you personally has did that? Meaning, how meaningful has those events been over the three-month period?
I mean, they've all been big. None other than marrying my best friend, and you know, she makes everything easier. So I don't really focus on the other stuff. You know, that was you know, the most important decision I'll make in my life, and you know, I made the right one.
You talked about it in the past about using these practices to take chances, make mistakes, and learn from mistakes. How much over the course of your career have you gone back, like made a play in a game that maybe you harken back to some of these moments where you took chances and learned from them and had successes?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're doing and why we do it. You don't win games by, you know, trying to throw an in cut here, but you can learn from it and understand where that window is. And again, I think there's been games throughout the regular season too where, you know, we may face a team twice, and just knowing what they're trying to do, if you see the same look, you kind of revert back to, all right, I've done this before. What mistake did I make, and what can I do to not make that mistake again? And it's all about learning and trial by error.
Josh, your favorite stadium memory?
Favorite stadium memory? Probably the AFC divisional game. Against the Patriots, or was it the wild card? Yeah, the wild card. Just the fans going crazy. I know there was a lot of pent up energy and aggression from Bills Mafia in that one. That one was fun.
Hey Josh, yeah, these 5-6 weeks you have off, what have you found is your best routine to throw or to shut it down?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's throwing, sprinkling it in, making sure the body's getting the rest and the recovery that it needs, and still maintaining, you know, working out, and you know, the throwing. You know, I'm a big believer in the more throws that you can get, the better, especially early on in your career. Now, in terms of saving your shoulder and just making sure that you're smart with how many throws you're getting and putting yourself kind of on a little shot clock, if you will, and making sure that, again, you're just doing all the stuff to prehab and make sure that shoulder is going to be holding up for the long term, which I feel like we've got a really good plan in place. Jason Osart has been working with a lot of different guys around the country that specialize in throwing mechanics and how to work that out, and he's doing a great job in our strength room. And that's a big plus to what Will's doing and making sure that Jason has all the tools that he needs to help us.
Joe Brady talked about how the offense has been evolved. He said that last week. For you, do you feel that? Is it palpable that it's evolving, that there are changes, whether they're nuanced or not, that you're experiencing?
Yeah, and again, going out there and trying to understand the changes to some of the schemes that we're doing and some of the concepts and making sure that they're right for us, you know, and that's kind of a product of going into this mini camp of what do we like going into camp. And camp's the real kind of like, what are we going to work on? What's going to be our main recipes, if you will? But doing this in mini camp right now, just trying new stuff, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks, and you never know really what's going to come out of it. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's let's throw this one away, we don't need it. And you know, hopefully we can do that in the next couple of days.
Josh, I know you've talked about in the past years things you're working on each year. Is there a specific thing for this season, or is that something maybe that comes to you more as you get towards training camp? A specific thing you want to work on for this year?
Yeah, again, I think just making sure that my feet are right, knowing that my eyes and feet are working together. You know, as you guys can see, again, we have Chris Hess here, just making sure the mechanics are lining up and what can I continue to tweak and work on there and make sure that I'm as consistent as possible throwing the football and allowing myself and my mind to be what's going on in front of me and not worrying about, you know, the body.
Are you the type of – did you notice things for yourself, or was that brought to your attention in terms of some mechanics that you could tweak a little bit? Is that something you noticed on your own?
It's stuff that I feel. It's like a golf swing. You can feel it, but until you kind of see it and someone points it out to you, you really don't know. And sometimes you practice the wrong habits, and you know, we don't want to do that. So making sure that, again, we're staying on top of those things, and if there's something that we need to tweak for the better, we're gonna try to do that. Bless you.
Is that what this thing was?
Yes, just checking in and getting a baseline of what we can do and trying to peak in training camp.
How often do you go through something like this? Gauge where you are.
Usually 2 to 3 times in the off season, and then depending on when we need it during the season, 1 or 2 more times. I was told he was going to be here. So yeah.
You joke in the past about your weight during the off season.
I feel good. Do I need to be worried?
You joked about it. Would you mind bringing it up?
Yeah.
You said you'd let yourself go.
Jokingly.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
It was all sarcasm?
Sorry, yes, of course. Yes. How do I look? Do I look okay?
I think you look
fine. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yes, yes, it did.
That's not what I'm trying to say. It's not a wedding question. It's a state of shape question.
Josh, I don't think we've heard from you since the league decided NFL players could potentially play flag football in the Olympics. What are your thoughts on that idea?
I'm not going to disrespect the guys that are playing flag football right now, but, you know, if there is an opportunity for me to try, I would absolutely love to. I've always wanted to compete for my country, and, you know, every time the Olympics are on, I'm tuned in and glued to the screen, but I think there's really no greater honor to do that. That'd be really cool, but I guess we'll find out. Yeah, they don't swing one way or another. You know, if you can use it to your benefit, great. And again, I'm a firm believer in, you know, there's even in practice, right? If the defense doesn't want us dancing and having a good time, don't let us in the end zone. So find a way to stop it. And that's kind of my mindset. And there are teams that do a better job of stopping it. There are teams that don't do as good a job of stopping, just like any other concept in the game plan. So, yeah.
Last one for Josh.
Very excited. I love camp. I love being with the guys in the dorm rooms, you know, spending basically every waking second with your team, getting to know guys on a deeper level. And that's what I look forward to the most in developing that team. There's another aspect that, you know, I've never dealt with, and that is the hard knocks. And we'll just try to navigate it as best as we can.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.